Condoleezza Rice is taking her first trip abroad as Secretary of State, and that's an early chance to see how the Bush administration may deal with its allies in a second term. One of their challenges is how to deal with Iran. Western nations want Iran to abandon any ambitions to build nuclear weapons. The question is how to accomplish that. Some European nations have been negotiating with Iran, while the United States has not. Today, as she traveled to London, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice sharply criticized what she called Iran's unelected mullahs. Rice met with British Prime Minister Tony Blair and Foreign Secretary Jack Straw. Afterwards, she told reporters that there are no plans to attack Iran.
The question is simply not on the agenda at this point in time. You know, we have diplomatic means to do this. We believe, particularly in regard to the nuclear issue, that while no one ever asked the American president to take all of his options, take any option off the table, that there are plenty of diplomatic means at our disposal to get the Iranians to finally live up to their international obligations.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn attended this news conference and joins us now from London. Anthony, I know there was discussion in this news conference about the European Three and Iran. What are they talking about?
Well, essentially, they're talking about efforts by the United Kingdom, France, and Germany to hold negotiations with Iran and talk them out of their nuclear ambitions by offering them incentives and dealing diplomatically. Now, in Washington, there are a lot of people who feel that this may not be effective and that Iran may just go on. At best, it'll slow them down in their nuclear program. Secretary of State Rice said that she appreciated the European efforts and that the U.S. and Europe saw eye to eye on a lot of issues. For example, that Iranian behavior has been destabilizing in the region, and that Iran has been supportive of Palestinian elements that are against the peace process there. And so she said that they were going to consult with Europe on how to find a common reaction to destabilizing behavior.
We are completely unified in our view that Iran should not use the cover of civilian nuclear power development to sustain a program that could lead to a nuclear weapon.
That's Condoleezza Rice speaking in London, and Anthony Kuhn in London. Rice, as you said, emphasized what Europeans and Americans agree on when it comes to Iran, but do they really agree on how to approach this situation?
There is a concern that the two sides would be working at cross purposes. The U.S. has shown more of a preference for sanctions and for possibly bringing the matter before the U.N. Security Council. So there is certainly a show of unity here, but there are different concerns on both sides.
Now, what else was covered in these talks?
Well, the focus was very much on the Middle East, and it also included talks about allies in the region, including Saudi Arabia. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw said the old problem of the West supporting corrupt and oppressive regimes was passed, and Rice added that they expected more of their friends, and therefore they expected to see more reform towards democracy in Saudi Arabia. One thing that did not come up was the European plans to lift its arms embargo on China, which is a great issue of contention. That was talked about in Washington in an earlier visit, and Foreign Secretary Straw promised that the U.S., that Europe would take into account U.S. concerns about Chinese human rights and strategic questions in dealings with China. So it was a very wide-ranging talk.
Anthony, a larger question that seems to be raised by the trip of Condoleezza Rice to Europe would be whether the Bush administration and European governments can mend fences.
Secretary Rice has expressed that she sees a lot of opportunities to put together a common agenda. For example, on the Iraq issue, the Europeans have been somewhat heartened by the elections, general elections in Iraq, if only as a way to move towards an exit strategy. Now, Secretary Rice does not like to talk about an exit strategy. She and her British counterparts believe that the coalition has to stay there until Iraq has self-sufficiency and security. They won't stay a minute longer than necessary, nor a minute. They won't stay any more or any less than is needed.
Okay, that's NPR's Anthony Kuhn in London. Anthony, thanks.
Thank you.